Welcome to We Could Be Wrong, But Who Cares? This is your host, Chris, and I'm here today with...
Your dude, Mahmood.
Renee.
Still Sean.
And Mike.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Anderson will be popping in a little bit later on. I wanted to start off today's show with the incident that happened in Florida. In Florida, there was a neighbor that had a dispute with his fellow neighbor and ended up killing his neighbor and his two sons.
We're seeing new video from a gruesome scene in North Miami after a father and his sons were gunned down. Police say the shooter lived next door and got into a fight with his neighbor.
And they say the victim was being held down when his sons tried to intervene, and then they all got shot. Lopatin's Rosh Lowe is live with his brand new video, and this is just incredibly awful to see.
Very sad. Can you even imagine a father's two sons killed, police say murdered? We covered this case extensively back in November, and now we have this opportunity to see what police saw, including the suspect in handcuffs on the sidewalk and what he said.
For the first time, we are seeing body camera video from North Miami police when they arrive on the scene in November of a triple murder, they say.
You found him down?
Yeah, he's been in his life.
Okay.
North Miami police say 33-year-old Pierce Hempler shot his neighbors to death, Hector, Frankie, and Jeremy Rivera.
They pushed me. So you know, I fall. And then he tried to wrap up, you know? And then I ended up falling on top of him. You could ask Buddy right there. And I was trying to squash it. And he was like, hit me. I was like, I'm not going to hit you.
It happened outside the small apartment building near Northeast 123rd Street and Fifth Avenue. You can see police there. According to the arrest form, Hempler, who you see here, got into a physical fight with Hector, and Hempler allegedly pinned Hector down. That's when Hector's sons, Frank and Jeremy, came to his aid. Police say Hempler shot all three of them.
I ain't strike them none, but then his kids pulled up. And when his kids pulled up, they was on go.
This is Hempler on the scene. Hempler was quickly placed under arrest.
Okay, stop real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, what media outlet is it?
This is the local news, Channel 10 in Florida.
Okay. No, because I've heard stories like this before where they make it seem like, you know, the sons came and he shot them to death. And then later on, there's video and it turns out that they were attacking the guy and the guy was defending himself. So
I have other videos of what the neighbors
said. It depends on who, you know, who reports it and what the agenda is. Is the agenda guns again? Is that what they're trying to do?
I think that's the angle is guns. But the truth is, this is a stand your ground state of Florida. Florida is a stand your ground state. But the point of,
saying these early reports, you know, where the media goes one way and they sound so biased towards that Ramirez and his two sons or whatever it is.
Yeah, well,
you know, we don't know the full story, but just by listening to that, I could see people already up in arms, you know, take guns away, violence, this kind of stuff. That's why I'm trying to figure out what the agenda is.
Yeah, no, that's fair. And I think that that's a very smart approach. But my major issue with this is not the guns, but the people. But this Jimmy fella who went and was fighting with a 50-something-year-old. Obviously, someone who's 30.
Well, that how 50-something? You know what I'm saying? And I'm not old. Like, I'm physically fine. I mean, I could fight a 33-year-old, probably beat the crap out of him. So that's, like, the way you worded it right now sounds, like, weird. Like, you're already...
Fair. Absolutely fair.
5 or 50.
Absolutely fair. Absolutely fair. There's a major difference
Let's not fall into that trap, though. Like, the media trap where you're already making the victim because he's 50. I mean, I've gotten into fights with 30-some-year-olds that beat the crap out of them.
Okay.
You know, and I sometimes I've been the aggressor, and I regret it.
Right.
So, you know, but, like, that's what I mean about how the media spins stuff. We got to be careful about how we do that.
It kind of does depend on the 50-year-old also, because there are some 50-year-olds that are not in good shape. You know, so in general, if you had to compare a 30-year-old to a 50-year-old in general, not including you, I totally agree with you. But most times the 30-year-old is in better shape.
I mean, in man, honesty,
pretty out of shape. 30-year-olds look at crazy. I mean, you're 40. That's
yeah. I'm 40. Sorry, I'm in my 40s. Sorry, buddy.
I was gonna when say, I was, when I was in my early 30s.
When I was in my early 30s, I was a ripped, handsome machine. I have pictures to prove it. You know, I wasn't only top personal trainer in my region for 24-hour fitness. Shout out to that.
All right, but
as a 40, yeah, I look like a walkie. I look like an upside down pipe walking around. That's fair. But let's think about what's happening here.
Okay,
that's
let's
fair,
do it.
Okay, that's fair. But just and you made me accountable because I was skewing it. But the problem I have is that this guy wiped out a whole family. He wiped out a father and his two sons. He was already on top of the 50-year-old, okay, pinning him down, according to the neighbors that saw. Of course, if, you know, at your age, and maybe we'll give you eight years more, okay, there's a 30-year-old who's pinning you down, of course your son's going to run to your defense, right? You expect that. And then this 30-year-old who has you pinned down ends up shooting you and your son. You don't think that's a problem there?
As soon as the power dynamic shifted and the two guys showed up, the black guy panicked.
Well, he was another Hispanic. He wasn't a black guy. These were all Hispanics.
The shooters. I'm sorry. I apologize. Yeah. Did he have dreads or something? Did he have longer hair?
He had long hair, yes.
Okay, so I'm sorry. I made a bad assumption, but anyway.
Very racist, but go ahead.
But Dominican or something. Yeah, but whatever. But as soon as those other two showed up, he overreacted. He's like, oh, shit. Well, if he's going to bring in two more guys, so that's when he pulls out his gun and shoots
him. And that's what he said. He said the Suns were on go.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And it's not going to be murder by any stretch of the imagination. But
they have him for murder. He's charged with triple second degree.
Why wouldn't it be murder?
How could it possibly? Murder means you planned it. Murder means
no.
That's first degree.
Mike, when you have a weapon, there's rules of engagement. And any officer or military member knows it. Now, civilians probably don't really practice it very often. And when the scenario went bad for him and there was three people against him, did he fire a warning shot? Did he say, I have a weapon, I'm going to shoot you?
I agree, he's wrong. I totally agree with
you. So then that's why they're accounting him for murder, because he didn't do the right steps.
No, under the circumstances of him being threatened, he was being threatened.
And your girl stayed
away. That takes
he was the aggressor, murder. Though.
Well,
no, he was.
We don't know that. We just know he was.
Yeah, no one really knows. Him, right? They just know that they were arguing, but they had been arguing already for months.
Okay. So they get into a fight. This thing gets too crazy. Yeah. The two younger sons show up to help him. This guy totally overreacts, pulls out a gun and shoots him. And I don't think that's right. I really don't. But I can see what it is. It's a total overreaction.
Yeah, but we really don't know. Yeah, but we really don't know how aggressive the kids, the sons were.
True.
What has been said in the past. They may have threatened to kill this guy in the past.
Needed a weapon. You needed a weapon. Come on, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. You got to have some kind of a weapon. I'm saying he might have had a weapon because of the history behind it. You don't know if he's been carrying because these guys have been threatening to kill him. You don't know what the situations in the past were.
Or it could just be the way he lives his life. You know, people in Atlanta, I'm from Georgia, and when you go to Atlanta, usually you carry a weapon on you because, you know, it's a dangerous environment sometimes. At least I practice that. But when I'm not in Atlanta, I don't carry one. But maybe that's the way the guy lives. But if he does, he should probably use his weapon better.
Dangerous is I've been to Atlanta. And it's just, my buddy carries a gun there. Well, my buddy carries a gun there all the time.
Yeah.
It's just what he does. He's ex-military and he carries a gun.
Well,
I didn't feel in danger anytime I was there.
In this day, everyone is carrying a gun. It's just, you know.
Okay, but regardless, back to the situation, you know, there has to be a more of a, you know, like, I don't know, something. No self-defense whatsoever plea for them to say it's murder or that he planned it. I mean,
wait, there's no self-defense plea to say that it's not murder? Is that what you said? I'm not sure what you just said.
I would not consider it a murder. I would consider it like a second-degree murder or something like that.
That's what I said. It is second-degree murder. It's second-degree murder. Absolutely.
Okay.
They have him as second-degree homicide. Manslaughter Okay. And well, certainly not self-defense. There was a case, you know, similar to this where a man gunned down another man in front of his son because he was mad that his wife was parked in the handicapped parking. So he went and rushed his wife. And then when the man saw this guy rushing his wife, he went out there and pushed him on the cement. And then the guy pulled out his gun and killed him. Yeah. Oh, I stood my ground, self-defense. And then he ended up getting arrested for murder and was convicted for murder. The problem I have is that people forgot how to fucking fight with their hands. Everybody's quick to fucking pull out a gun. And I just think that people are too full of themselves. That's
why they forgot how to discuss things.
I agree with you, Mike. Chris, sorry.
Or people forgot how to fight one-on-one because this guy's fighting the dad and they're fighting, they're scuffling on the ground. Okay.
Why let me push back on you, all right? Are you telling me if you're getting your ass whooped, your son's not going to fucking try to help you? Is that what you're saying?
I've told all my friends, if I get my ass kicked, don't jump in.
And it's why did you problem, say that?
Because I want to handle my own problems. I don't need people backing me up. I've gotten beat up before. I don't have a problem.
Okay, listen, hold on, listen. That's a fucking man's man right there. Okay, hands down, that's a man's man. But you know, no, I'm serious. I'm not trying to fucking kiss your ass or anything. I'm serious. But that's something that very few people have. If I get my ass whooped, I get my ass whooped. The problem I have is that, like, you know, that type of attitude is almost non-existent today. Everyone thinks that they're fucking superstars and that they're the best thing since sliced bread, and they're not. They're just other people. And sometimes you get your ass whooped.
Yeah, I've got my ass whooped plenty of times.
Well, Chris, I think you're right. People have gotten too soft nowadays. They don't fight each other because they know, well, one, fighting hurts. Either getting hit or hitting somebody is going to hurt. So they'll just do, let me go 0 to 100 because they're panicked. And let me just grab my gun because I have access to it. I'm not against guns. Liberalism. But
it's called what?
Liberalism.
That's hilarious.
Liberals believe in having guns and shooting people. Wait a minute.
No. Liberals believe in not fighting and like you said, being soft.
No, I just don't believe in fighting. Trust me, I spent 20 years in the military and did my fair share. Yeah. I believe in using this, my mouth. God gave me something to talk and debate things with.
There's
a lot of people.
Nah, Sean, you may have phrased that wrong, but you're right. You can definitely talk things through.
Okay, you get your way out of things.
So now that we're being such manly men and enjoying it all, let's get back to the three dead people.
How about them? But the thing is that there's no way that, you know, let's ask Anderson. Anderson has two sons. Anderson, are you there? You're on mute, Anderson. You got to unmute.
Yeah, so. I'm here.
Okay. Situation. You fight with your younger neighbor, okay? We'll call you a well-fit 50-something-year-old, okay?
All right.
And you fight with your 30-something-year-old neighbor. 33 was the age of this actual person. And he pins you down. Your two sons, which you have three sons, but your two eldest sons that are both adults right now in real life, see you get pinned down by this younger man, and they run to help you. Okay?
No, they run to whoop that guy's ass. Stop saying that.
How is it not the same thing?
No, hold on. Help you. You almost sound like you're trying to help the guy up or something, you know? Like, no,
he is trying to help his dad up.
They're probably going after this guy full blast. They're going to stomp him.
Well, you don't know that. We're speculating.
Hold on. Yeah. Just like you're speculating that this guy's, the aggressor shot these guys for no reason.
He is the aggressor. That's why he's locked up without bail, right?
Well,
he's locked up in the stand-your-ground state.
I know you guys don't agree with due process or don't agree with
Renee.
But this guy has his day in court. Hey, Mike, please, let me talk. Don't start. Hold on. No one's talking to you.
Every time you start a sentence, put down first. Don't do the put down first. Just say what you
want
to say.
Don't get hurt. Don't get hurt.
Say what you want to say.
I'm going to say what I want to say.
Hold on.
I'm saying that this guy still has to go to court, and you guys are already convicting the guy. We don't know the situation.
Problem I have,
he's going to go to court, and we're going to find out at the end.
Renee, you're not even letting us get to the story. You're just instigating. Trying to investigate a different side.
Wait a minute. That's not necessarily true that he's doing that. It's true. The guy deserves the day in court. It's true. I am slanting what I'm saying. Absolutely. Because I'm frustrated that two generations of people are dead, and that the whole male aspect of that family is now gone and deceased. And
you're putting circumstances in, you're making the circumstances seem bigger. You're wanting the circumstances to be bigger because the whole male thing got wiped out. But that really doesn't have the consideration of what is going to happen to this guy who shot these guys. What's going to happen to him?
He's probably going to get life in prison. That's what's going
to
happen.
We don't know.
Okay, if you're on the jury, Renee, what would you decide?
I don't know.
I would have to look at all the facts. I would have to look at the history. Chris said they had a history.
Yeah, they did.
I'd have to find out. Okay, let's just say the two brothers would have showed up. He didn't have a gun, and they would have killed him. They would have beat him to death. What would you be saying then?
Do you think they would have beat him to death?
It's the same thing.
It happens all the time.
Okay, but we're looking at the circumstances. To me, the circumstances are. You're going to have to really prove to me that this guy's life was seriously in danger for him to justify killing three people. Again, I would give the murder circumstances, pushing it almost down to a manslaughter situation rather than a murder. Maybe that's where I am. I think it should be a manslaughter, excessive force. But that's as far as I'd go.
Yeah, well,
Can you agree with at least manslaughter?
Yeah, I think it was excessive.
Okay.
But
Agreed.
Yeah, under the circumstances. It was overkill. Killing the guys is overkill.
Anderson, what do you feel? Manslaughter or homicide?
Manslaughter.
Fuck, I did not. Wow. Okay. Sean?
I agree. I think it's manslaughter.
Holy shit.
Mike? Chris, it's 3-1, dude.
It's 4-1. Mike?
No. 3 guys Mahmood, against one guy.
Mahmood, sorry. I'm so sorry.
I didn't know you were talking to me. Mike,
yeah.
Murder or manslaughter?
Murder or manslaughter?
Yeah.
It depends on the details. I could lean to murder if he did it wrong, because if he didn't give any warnings like, hey, you guys are an oppressing force that's going to overtake me and then kill me, like, was there intent to kill against me? Then I can fire back with reciprocate force, then it's not murder. But if it was, like if there wasn't a force and he just shot them because he had the ability to, like he had the resource, which was a gun.
Okay, murder or manslaughter?
Manslaughter.
I might. All right. Because the guy, was it intentional?
Well, yeah, he fucking shot. He shot the man and his two sons.
That has to be homicide then. Because killing somebody is a manslaughter.
We don't know.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know the details, but according from what I'm hearing, because he asked me the question, manslaughter or homicide, manslaughter is intentionally killing somebody, which is like a car accident or, having the gun go off by accident. The guy actually shot those guys. On purpose, even though, right?
He was under threat.
Yeah.
But how big was the threat is what we're asking here.
Of course. Absolutely.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we will be following this case. Personally, I think the guy should go out for murder. It's not because I'm a fucking liberal and I'm a pussy or any other fucking bullshit like that.
Yeah, he'll never get murdered.
Fucking insane, okay?
Because it wasn't intentional. I mean, he didn't plan it out. Murder is usually when you plan something out.
Yeah, but it's hard because I've actually been in a situation like that where it was two guys and out of nowhere I got hit and knocked out. And when I came back to conscience, I was getting stomped on my head. And if it wasn't for me getting up and running for my life, those guys would have killed me. So you guys are making it seem like two guys coming at you is nothing.
No,
that's a lie. You can get killed.
No one's making it sound that way.
Well, this guy saw two guys coming out. He said they were on go. That means they were coming after him.
They were going.
So you don't know what's going through his head. He could have said, you know what? These guys are going to beat the crap out of me. I got to protect myself. You don't know. See, I've been in situations like that.
I agree.
The baseball bat. I don't know. I didn't know the guy had a baseball bat. Hit me in the head.
We don't know what the two kids were doing. They could have just come up and started yelling, "Get off our dad!" We don't know any of the situation.
Yeah,
really.
We don't. That's why it's very hard to just, say whether it should be murder or manslaughter, because we really don't know.
Fair, but I'll tell you what, I am super influenced on the research I've done, and I saw the police.
You saw the footage, or no?
I saw the police body cam footage.
Oh, that's right, it's out.
Okay, well, we haven't seen that. I don't know if that would change
No, but you know what though, you have more of a neutral stance than I do, and it's only because I hate that people go straight to guns. You know, I just hate
it. I agree with you on that. I agree.
They just think they're so fucking important that they got to take someone's life. But again, that's just
true. There's no coming back from that. Once you take up the gun and you go to shoot somebody, you're going to either end their life or seriously hurt them. When you get into a fight, you can get up the next day. I mean, you might be a little sore, but shit, there's a chance.
All right, guys, let's move on to our next topic, a topic that I'm very excited to have our conservative member here today to talk about. Again, Mr. X has been MIA for 2 weeks. I think he's waiting for a possible third conservative named Mr. Z. But since we don't have those two, we do have we have Renee here, so he's going to be filling in until we get Mr. Z and Mr. X back on. So the next topic is, and what I told everyone, Biden stated that he is willing to close down the border. Was this shocking for anyone? Is this just a ploy?
It was shocking to me.
Shocking to me.
Because when Trump said that, everybody was calling him a racist.
Yeah.
There's tons of news footage of a lot of conservatives calling him racist and all that, because he said he wanted to shut down the border.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I think the same should go to Biden. I think the same people that were saying that should be saying that about Biden.
Well, they're going to say other things about Biden, you know, and what he's trying to do. Obviously, they're going to, they're going to say their own things about him.
Is there like a duration of how long he wanted to shut down the border for?
He wants the deal passed from the Senate to be able to have that power to do it.
He has
that power. That's where I get a little confused, because I thought presidents had the power to shut down.
Yeah, he has executive. Already. He can do an executive order, just like he did first day in office. He did executive order to turn back all of Trump's immigration stuff. He can do that again with the same power, executive order, and put everything right back, and it would stop that, the flow of immigration coming into the country. What's happening is he wants a bill to pass, and that bill has a lot of things attached to it. There's a lot of money attached to that same bill, the immigration bill, that he wants to be passed so that he's able to do this supposedly. But then again, it's more money for Ukraine, more money for Israel, more money for wars, and people don't want that. People know what his agenda is. We all know that it's very easy for him to turn back policies that he took away. I mean, and he's not doing it.
But he did turn them back, though, right? In all fairness, he did reinstate some of Trump's border policies.
Yeah, but not all of them.
I'm correct about this.
Right.
But a majority of
them. Not the ones that count.
Which ones counted, to be fair?
I mean, I don't know off the top of my head, but I can just tell you by what I've heard.
Go ahead, Mike.
Doing a direct turn back. He made some deals with countries nearby so that instead of them coming in here and staying in here, they would go back to the country either of origin or another country and have to wait their turn to go through the process. That was one of the things that Trump did that worked very well. Biden got rid of it right away. And then 3 years later, Biden's going, oh, shit, I guess that wasn't so smart after all. Huh?
So the problem, the one of the biggest problems I believe about that is that they're not even screening people. They're pretty much taking people's words and letting them in. There's actually whistleblowers that are coming forward, border patrol, that are turning and flipping and coming forward and saying that they've gotten these letters with directions that immigrants are carrying, and it tells them exactly where to go, three different places where they can go, what to say to them, what to say to immigration, and how to get through immigration. It is very detailed instructions on how to get into the U.S. And then on those same letters, there's like three different groups, liberal groups, that are sending these letters out to immigrants so they can get into the United States.
And again, you feel like this is a ploy to get more Democratic
more borders.
Okay. So let me put a pin on that and let's move a little forward and knowing that our, you know, the border situation is out of control. I think everyone agreed on that, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Anderson, you agreed with that? Anderson? Okay.
He and his daughter are chatting.
He's at the border.
Yeah. He's at the border with his daughter.
Daddy. There
I'm crossing somebody right now.
Hey, Chris, I don't know. Today on the news, I saw there. I don't know. Is the governor of New York a female or male?
The governor of New York is a female.
Okay, female, her.
Yeah. The mayor of New York is a male.
Okay, the governor of New York in 2021, there's video on this. I don't know if you could look it up or whatever.
Okay, let's see.
But she was saying, she had a big speech saying she's calling for all immigrants to come to New York, and she wants to show them the love that New York has for them and all this, right? And then, right, I don't know if you guys know this, but two police officers were attacked by, I think,
I have video of that.
Let me and that. Right after that, she came on TV and told them that they should all be rounded up and sent back to their countries. So that's a total flip. I think total flip. I think that people are starting to realize that it's not such a good idea to just let people come into the United States without being screened. There's a lot of criminals, mostly military-age men coming into this country. No kids, no females hardly. Almost all men. Some from China, some from terrorist countries. Right. They've caught terrorists at the border that are on the terrorist list.
Let's play that video of the two police officers getting attacked in New York.
More controversy today for the Manhattan District Attorney's Office after several suspects accused of attacking police officer in Times Square were released without bail. CBS2's Christina Defend reports Governor Hochul is also criticizing the decision.
As police continue searching for several suspects, they say attacked NYPD officers as they were trying to disperse a crowd near a migrant shelter in Times Square Saturday. Governor Kathy Hochul sounded off, upset to learn those charged so far were released without bail.
It's wrong on all accounts. I'm looking to judges and prosecutors to do the right thing.
In this video released by the NYPD, two cops are seen struggling with a man in yellow when a barrage of people take turns kicking and punching the lieutenant and officer in the head and body. Five of the suspects have already been arraigned and face charges of second-degree assault and obstructing governmental administration. As to why the DA did not request bail for those men, a spokesperson said, "Violence against police officers is never acceptable. It is paramount that we conclusively identify each defendant and specify each participant's role in the incident."
They're trying to figure out exactly who did what. And so they're being smart about making
sure we get
all the evidence.
We got it.
You know, I think what's happening is a lot of Democratic governors and mayors from different cities are starting to realize what's going on. Even Democratic, because I've seen a lot of video recently where they're pretty much stopping the whole talking points, you know, the Democratic talking points and all that. They're starting to realize that this is a real big issue and it could cost them the presidency.
Well,
it is a real big issue, hands down. Go ahead, Mike, please.
No, go ahead, Chris.
So it is what I'm confused is, why do we allow it to get this bad? Because the honest truth is, if you were to ask me 3 years ago, I was all for, you know, bring me your poor, your hungry. I was totally for open borders, and now I'm just seeing the chaos of it all.
Well, because, Chris, we were all for that. But the problem is that that's not what's happening. They're not sending us, like you know, quoting Trump, they're not sending the best of them. They're sending us the worst of them. A lot of them are criminals. They've been apprehended at the border. They have criminal records, and they're still being allowed into the United States.
Okay, so Biden is saying, I want to close the border. Now, when Chris originally asked that question, and I said I was shocked, the reason I was shocked is because I didn't think the Democrats had the balls to do something like that, to actually do the right thing, because that's exactly what has to be done right now. So that's what shocked me, Renee.
Yeah, but I think John Perrier, whatever her name is, that the spokesperson, every time she's interviewed about this, it's always, you know, she's always just like, saying that the voters never been so secure, Biden's doing much for the, you know, it's always a spin on things. Look it up, Chris. Can you look up something on YouTube? John Perrier on the border.
Renee, everybody knows the worst thing that's happening right now to Biden is the border.
Not her. I see videos, man.
She's the spin. So what? But how about the rest of us?
But that's coming talking point from the White House. I understand. I understand that we know. We know. We're not falling for their lies anymore. People are starting to realize it's all lies.
Okay, so this is the deal. He wants to shut the borders down.
He doesn't. Okay, though. That's the thing.
Well,
he wants more money.
That's part of the deal. Yes, it is. But let's just stick with the immigration part. Okay,
he can close the border.
He is. There hasn't been border anything with the border. Any rules or laws haven't changed since 1983 under Reagan. Okay. The reason is because the presidents keep executive ordering it down the road, and Trump does one thing, and then Biden comes along and gets rid of all of that and does his own. That's what I think the important thing here is. They're trying to pass a law that sets the standards for some of these things and gives the government the authority to say,
but that's an excuse on both sides. It's always the same excuse. Whoever's in power says the same talking points. The problem is that they really don't want to take care of that. There's too many agendas.
Well, okay. Then why is Trump apparently against them coming up with this law? He thinks
it's a bad deal if the Senate doesn't.
Because of all the shit attached to it, dude. Okay, what was that?
No one knows what's in it, though. In all honesty, no one knows what's in the bill. I have clips of these Republican senators saying, read the bill first, but no one knows what's in it.
What always happens, though, Chris? There's 12,000 pages on the bill, and then they want to push it hours before the fucking bill expires or whatever.
But here's the thing. These guys really want to work on this because, again, they can't have the former president saying to kill it if they've worked hard to get the first comprehensive bill done in over 30 years.
The ex-president, which is Trump, is saying
– Former president.
Former president Trump. Mm-hmm. What he's saying is Biden can do what he needs to do right now to shut down the border. Do that first, and then talk about the bill.
He's not saying that, though. Because
yes, he is. No, listen. Mm-hmm. He's saying all he has to do, he can do it. He has executive power. He can do it. Just do it, and then we'll work on the bill. But let's take care of the problem first. Look, we got a leaky pipe. It's flooding. It's flooding right now. Right. Okay, we don't have time to play these games. Let's stop it.
That's right.
Let's stop the leak, and then let's work on it. I think that's what should be done. Instead of playing this political game, I'm not doing anything until there's a bill. Come on, man. By then, we'll be flooded.
Hold on a second. We're already flooded.
Mm-hmm. It's getting worse. Well, the good thing is that since Texas put up that fence,
let's talk about
it's gone down 76%.
Let's talk about that.
Border apprehension have gone down in Texas.
Let's talk
about that. Area. Still alive in there. Sean, you guys are still alive. Sorry about that.
Sorry, Sean. Sean.
Let's talk about what Texas is doing. What is Texas doing? Putting barbed wire fencing up, and he's been asked to put it down. He hasn't been asked to just let people in willy-nilly. And now we have Governor DeSantis.
No, he has. He's saying they want to cut down all that stuff, remove it so that border can come in, border people can come in and process.
The Supreme Court allowed, federal agents.
I understand that, but listen, I don't know what it is, but there's something in the Constitution that supports the states separate from the government, and that's what they're going on. It's like
they have the right. They have the right to protect themselves. Every state has a right to set up laws to protect itself.
Now remember, there's 21 states that are backing Texas, dude. It's not just Texas.
Well, Governor DeSantis is sending both the State Guard and
not
the National Guard.
Not only him. There's 21 states that are sending people down there that are tired of it.
21 states and a lot, that are border states that are sending?
No, not just border states. South Carolina, different ones. And some of them are Democratic states. There's actually Democratic states sending. Of course. They're on Texas' side.
Of course.
Okay? Yes.
Of course.
Now, Texas is standing their ground because it's working. Okay? It's working.
Okay.
I think
let's open it up to the panel here. Sean, what do you feel? Do you feel that's something that's appropriate and fair?
I believe in stricter border security. I believe putting barbed wire in the middle of the river, which is where they have to put it because that's the border that is going to cause a lot of innocent people to die, is not a good thing. I think there should be other ways to do it. So I support the Supreme Court decision, but I do also agree with Renee that we need to have better security. I just think there's different ways to doing it. Kind of like how the guy handled three people attacking.
Let's hear everyone else. Mahmood?
All right, go for it. I'm sorry.
I think what Texas is doing is fine. If they don't, it's a system. The United States is 50 states that are supposed to be united. And if you don't want to be a part of us, you don't like what's going on here, and you want to build your border because you want to say something about it? I mean, it's better than going up in arms and rioting.
Yep, I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with them.
Okay. All right, Anderson. Anderson, go for it.
Anderson wants to tear down.
We have a border situation that is flooding with a lot of immigrants. We need to do something.
Right.
And what Texas is doing, you know, I'm fine, actually. I'm fine with it. There's need to be something to be done, and I don't know why our governments or our two parties can't work together. I mean, we've been having an issue since, like,
well, they are working together, right? And this bill that the Senate is trying to pass.
Barack Obama, ever since all those guys been in office, no one's ever had a solution for it.
Hold on, wait a minute, Anderson. What are you saying about Barack Obama?
What did you say about my mama?
His immigration.
There was never a solution within all those presidents since Reagan.
Yeah, that's true.
Hold on, Chris. You know that one guy? He got a stroke. He's all messed up.
That one guy had a stroke.
He's in Congress or something. A Federline.
Pennsylvania. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the Democrats are pissed off at him right now.
Okay.
Because he actually stood up and said, "Why are you guys against this? Like, it's common sense to protect your borders. Like, why are so many Democratic governors
are out of control?" I agree.
They're like so pissed off at him right now. They're like, they want him out.
Well, Renee, Dave,
because he even dared say that it shouldn't.
They have been fucking up by just going and just, you know, they've never done it.
You know, right now we always talked about a third party. Remember that?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Do you know that there was a poll that said that right now, if you had two good candidates from a third party, they would easily win the election? Right now is an opportunity for two people to come forward from a third party and actually try to this is their opportunity, dude, because on both sides, you know, you got two knuckleheads and no one's getting along. No one agrees to nothing. If you were to get two candidates that were good candidates on a third party ticket, they would probably win the presidency right now.
So then are you admitting for the second time ever in the history of the show that you would vote for someone else other than Trump? Is that what you're
If it was a third party with someone like Vivek, like Ramaswamy, whatever his name, someone like that, that actually cared about the country and wanted to do good things for the country. Yes, I would.
So then you're telling me that the only reason you're going for Trump is because you just feel Biden is corrupted.
No. He's more on my line of conservatism.
More than Nikki Haley, who...
Yes, Nikki Haley is very corrupt. That's her problem. Too much corruption.
That's what
always. No, there is corruption. You just got to look at her history.
What about Ron DeSantis?
She was bankrupt.
Would you have voted for Ron DeSantis?
No, I don't vote with guys with high heels.
Guys with high heels.
Wow. Yeah, he wears high heels.
Okay.
They say he's only like five foot tall, but he's like 6 something when he puts his boots on.
About the borders.
Yeah.
About the borders. If they were to put him up, besides what Renee was saying earlier about the other presidents changing it, one puts it up, one closes the border, one opens the border. Uh-huh. If they were to close the borders, what other focuses would they do to improve our society? Like, close the borders so that we can do what? Like, what's the purpose? So
we could properly process people.
Limit them, limit.
We can process people correctly, check their background, have time to really screen them before they're allowed into the country.
Right.
And not just middle, not just accept men that are military age men, but accept families, actual families coming in, not just military age men.
So the reason they want to close the border is so that we can make it more efficient. The process of immigration, that's the reason.
Say that again, Mahmood. We talked over you. What?
So what I'm trying to gather is the purpose of us trying to shut down the border is so that we can make our system more efficient, so we can actually process people in better. That's what our purpose is?
Yeah, to get people that are going to be law-abiding citizens and help this country be better.
What?
Instead of letting criminals in, terrorists in, Chinese nationals, people that are here
Chinese
to do us harm.
Nationals?
Oh, yeah, whatever. Dude. Whatever. You guys haven't heard of that?
No.
They apprehended thousands of Chinese nationals coming over the border with instructions in Chinese. Oh. Yes, dude.
The
Chinese
border,
are doing here.
Or like Canada.
Yes.
Or they
Chinese, the Chinese border. Right now, there's a show on TV. It's a National Geographic show.
Uh-huh.
And it's a girl, I forget her name, but it's on Hulu. Uh-huh. And she actually goes to the border to follow the immigrants coming through. And there's actual coyotes saying that a lot of the immigrants that are coming through right now are from Middle East countries and from China. And they're military-aged men coming in. They're not families. This is what's happening, Chris. People see, we want to shake their head.
No. I'm not shaking my hand. I'm shocked. But
do a quick search on YouTube?
Renee, let me ask you a question.
About Chinese nationals coming across the
I promise. I'm doing it now. Like, Mahmood, ask Renee the question.
Renee, if you say that
Mike believes me,
the reason we're going to close the borders is so that it could be more efficient. Why did you say that the bill was attached to money? What in the bill was attached to money?
Ukraine.
They
want more money from Ukraine, more money for Israel. Right. And they just want more money. That's look.
And they're misdirecting it under the border.
Here we go.
See,
Mike, this is I'm gonna play this, and I know Mike's gonna get mad if it runs over a minute, but I just want to hear what the fuck this is. Here we go. Come on, let's play. Take it along.
Well, continuing our border coverage, agents seeing a significant increase in migrants that have made the difficult and costly journey here to the U.S. all the way from China. Correspondent Jorge Ventura is live in El Dago, Texas. Jorge, what are we learning?
Hey, Nicole, I'm in the Rio Grande Valley in South Texas. And in this sector alone, Border Patrol right now is apprehending Chinese nationals at record numbers. Now, compared to last year, they're already seeing a 900% spike in Chinese national apprehensions. The reason why that's so significant is because Chinese nationals are a valuable commodity to the cartels. They're willing to pay up to $35,000 to be smuggled into the U.S., and it's creating a unique challenge for U.S. Border Patrol.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going to stop
right
there.
This is another one. Just last week, look up this one. There's a terrorist that was not apprehended, but he was threatening a news guy because he was filming him.
Uh-huh.
And when they did face recognition on him, this guy was just released from jail. He's on. He's the top guy on the U.S. terrorist list, and he was busted for all kinds of crazy terrorist stuff. And he entered the U.S. and he said, "You guys will find out who I am very soon." And okay, that's on the news.
Okay, so
that's who's coming into the country.
Okay. Let me. I want to put this in context. Oh my God, I'm saying English.
Context.
Right? Context for the for the audience. Okay, Renee, because I mean, I had no idea that a 900% spike of Chinese nationalists are crossing over the border. So
is that from 1 to 9, or what numbers does that mean?
Yeah, thank you, Sean.
No, there's same thousands, thing. Thousands.
Okay, they've apprehended thousands. Hold on, guys. Hold on.
No, that's not the only news article out there.
Renee, hold on, man. Let me. I want to bring this in. So Renee, why do you feel that this being Chinese nationalists, like, what do you believe these Chinese nationalists of what would you say of fighting army age, what damage could they do to the country?
I don't know. Ask Congress. They just interviewed the guy from TikTok and they're accusing him of being a Chinese national when he's from Singapore. And that's all they ever said, Democrat and Republican, how the Chinese have an agenda and all this stuff. Ask them. I don't know. Our own government's questioning Chinese nationals coming into this country or stuff like that.
Well, what's their immigration status? In other words, are they saying you're coming from a really horrible situation, or you know what are they saying? That'd be curious.
I don't know. Whatever the paperwork's telling them to say, so they can get in here.
Here's a question I have.
I heard.
Go ahead, Mike. I mean, my mood.
Oh, a reason maybe they're that age is because if you're an immigrant, you can join the military of the United States and gain your citizenship through that. And you have to meet certain requirements, like be young and fit.
So okay, maybe here's another thing. You ever heard of the Trojan horse?
Yes.
There's a lot of military experts that are saying that what's happening right now is equivalent to what happened in the Trojan horse story, where they let people in and then we were destroyed from inside. There's actual terror cells coming
here's the
in.
Thing. What's destroying us from the inside is this inner fighting between Republicans and Democrats. That's what's destroying us. The immigrants aren't fucking destroying us. We're destroying us.
Hold on, Chris.
You're absolutely right.
I'm telling you, a lot of these are sleeper cells, dude. They're sleeper cells entering our country.
Renee, can leave that up to speculation.
Say that. No, there's experts.
No, Chris was right. What's wrong with this country is that we don't know how to communicate with each other and build resolutions. It's not immigrants is that the problem, that they're sleeper cells. That's all speculation.
No one has said that. What's happening right now, though, is nobody's being screened.
I understand.
We're screened that shouldn't be here, period.
Okay, we kind of agree.
That's the one part I have a hard time believing, that no one's screening anybody, that they're saying, please, come in. Which proof do you have? It's easy to say that.
Let me tell you why. Because there's news stories, people that go undercover, I've seen them, where they're given, okay, they come in, they say what they're supposed to say, and then they're given a date 2 years down the line, 5 years down the line, with a cell phone, okay, so that they can communicate with them, and 2 years down the line, then their case will be heard. That's what's happening.
Thank you, Renee. I want to say this. I know a lot of people in our audience are going to be laughing, shaking their head, thinking, you know, this guy's crazy. But the truth is, this guy represents what Mr. X has been saying, what hopefully I think the future of Mr. Z will be saying. So, audience, a majority of our audience is conservative to begin with. So, you know, a lot of our liberal listeners, don't just shake your head and dismiss this guy. You know, this is something that we really do need, you know, to talk about. In all fairness, Renee is putting allegations out there. In all fairness, Sean has the right to say, what proof do you have? But the truth is, Renee does watch reports as much as the majority of us watch reports. Look, I showed some of my bias earlier in the show when I was talking about the gentleman that was arrested for killing a man and his two sons. Just the way I'm influenced by watching something doesn't mean you can't be influenced by watching something. Doesn't mean that Renee can't be influenced by watching something too. But we do have to get together as a group and have a conversation. Before I close the show, I would love to have Anderson have 3 minutes of just telling me his fucking thoughts. Because I know he's back there, you know, thinking a storm.
He probably has a whole notebook full of jokes. Hold on.
A whole notebook full of jokes.
He hasn't been able to say one joke yet.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. Renee's crazy.
There's one. Go ahead.
But I got to push back on the 30-something-year-olds that are coming to this country. A lot of these 30-something-year-olds are coming to this country illegally, of course, but some of them, a lot of them are working and sending a lot of money back to their countries as well.
And not yet.
You don't know that.
Right now they're barely working on trying to get them work visas and all that.
But they're here now, and they're sending a lot of money back. And you know that.
Okay. No, they're not, dude. In New York right now, hold on. Let me tell you why.
People in your area, and who's in the Home Depot's running around?
We're not talking about.
They're terrorists.
I mean, have you seen any of the news reports like, in New York? What's happening?
I don't know.
We just saw one
in New York.
Okay, in New York right now, in the immigrant processing centers and all that.
Yeah.
There's actual interviews, dude, with immigrants saying that they just want money. They don't want to work. These are most of the immigrants are from Venezuela. Oh my God. Let's talk about the Chinese ones. It's coming out of their mouth. I understand Spanish. I know what they're saying.
Me too. I want money and don't want to work. What's fucking wrong with that?
Yeah, they feel like the U.S. has enough money to support them. And as a matter of fact, a lot of New Yorkers are pissed right now.
You know, I'm glad that Renee said that. Wait a minute.
Hey, you got to open your eyes, Mike.
I am glad that Renee said that. Let
me respond, please. I'm sure to a degree that happens, Renee. Absolutely.
It's happening left and right.
There are losers in everything that come across. But I'm having a hard time believing that they went through all of that hassle, whatever it is. They still had the balls to go through the process, pay the money if they needed to pay, to get through with a coyote, to come into this country so that they could fucking sit on their ass for the rest of their life.
Yes. Yes. Oh, you got to understand the mentality of a lot of these people.
You've been saying this for 60 and 70, about 80 years ago. They said it against the Italian. They said it against the Irish. They said it against the Chinese. Mike, they said it against the Japanese.
Listen to me. Yeah. There's tons of video of reporters interviewing these people. They don't want to work. They think the U.S. is full of money.
Renee, you started off the program.
Chris, I wish I had more video.
Renee, you started off the program by accusing Chris of slanting something. Remember? It all depends on how it's being reported. That's what you started off the program with.
I go about what these people are saying.
That's a good point, Renee. That's a good point that Mike said, dude.
Okay.
And, you know, every time I look at this video, even the Spanish television.
Do you know that
when they're going through on the Mexican media, I'll tell you this, I watch Mexican stations. When they're coming through Mexico, okay? And people are offering them beans and tortillas to eat.
They're bitching at them
because they're eating. They don't eat that. That's for pigs or poor people. They want real food.
Okay, the story's being spun. I'm going to stop because we got to do this time in history. But before I do, you know, it's Renee did. Renee made me accountable in the beginning. And then Mike asked Renee about the same accountability. Like I mentioned before, we could all be influenced, but the truth is there is an issue. There is an issue with immigration. There is an issue because it's so hard to fucking make it in this country, but a lot of these immigrants are getting free rent, free food.
And guess what? African-Americans and even Hispanic-Americans in this country are pissed off about it.
Okay.
Because they're saying they're having to work 40 to 60 to 80 hours a week. And they can't even afford to live in the towns that they live in. And these people are coming in. They're giving cell phones. They're giving shelter. Okay, Renee, they're giving food.
I'm starting to feel like you're a sleeper cell for Trump.
No, no. Chris, okay, I'm going to send you tons of videos, Chris, and you got to promise me this. I will be on the show next week if you play the videos.
I will. Sure. Okay.
And it's going to be interviews with people. And it's going to be interview with black people and Hispanic people and about in Chicago, New York. Okay. Renee, and they're set up with it.
Okay.
Because in New York alone, look up this, Chris. In New York alone, they're having a problem with immigrants pissing in cups and putting it in front of people's doorsteps. Okay? That's a huge problem right now in New York.
I have to end the show with.
Can you look that up real quick?
Illegal aliens pissing in cups and putting them on the door.
And residents, New York residents are pissed off because they put public bathrooms up for the immigrants. But they're pissing in cups and they're putting it in front of people's houses. And when they wake up in the morning, they're stepping on this stuff.
Sean, can you start doing this?
Just leaving it at the porch?
Pissed off, dude.
I swear to God.
All right. Anyway, today in history, guys. Today in history.
That's no joke.
1790, the Supreme Court convened for the first time in New York City. In 1810, the first insurance company managed by African Americans, which was the African Insurance Company, opened in Philadelphia. 1843, the oldest continuous writing of insurance in America by Mutual Life Insurance Company formed in New York. 1860, the first rabbi opened it for the House of Representatives and for prayers. In 1906, the first federal penitentiary was completed. Anyone want to guess where it was? Federal penitentiary?
Rikers Island?
Leavenworth, Kansas.
Leavenworth. Oh, wow.
1929, Pi Alpha Phi, the first Asian American fraternity, was founded in what city? Anyone want to guess that one?
San Francisco.
Close. Berkeley. Very close, guys. 1960, four students staged the first civil rights sit-in in Woolworths in Greensboro, North Carolina. 1965, Martin Luther King Jr. and 700 demonstrators were arrested in Selma, Alabama today. 1968, Anderson. Vince Lombardi stepped down as the Green Bay Packers head coach. Mike, this is interesting for all those kind of nerdy people. 1972, the first scientific handheld calculator was produced by HP. It sold for $395 in 1972.
Okay.
Almost I remember done. My first computer, I paid like $4,000 for it.
Nice. 1978, Harriet Tubman was the first African-American woman to be honored on a U.S. postage stamp. 1982, Dave Letterman started. Bill Murray was his first guest. Let's see. 2004, and you guys remember Janet Jackson had the wardrobe malfunction at the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that was 20 years ago.
Yep. Tom Brady. Man,
we're old.
Tom Brady last year did his final retirement announcement after 23 years and 7 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Birth today, 1901, Clark Gable. 1931, Boris Yeltsin. 1948, Rick James. And Lisa Marie Presley shares a birthday with Pauly Shore. They were both 1968. Awesome. The last one, deaths today. Mary Shelley in 1851. You guys know who Mary Shelley is?
Yeah, she wrote Frankenstein.
Wrote Frankenstein. Very good, Chris. And finally, Buster Keaton in 1966 passed away. That's Jeopardy. History for today.
I know a bunch of shit. Okay, thank you very much.
Can I give you guys a challenge?
No. Listen,
especially to Mike.
Okay.
I challenge you. You change the station from CNN and watch, I don't watch other CNN. Media.
I don't watch CNN.
Well, whatever you're watching, just watch.
Have a good night. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Bye, guys.
Listen, thank you very much for listening to We Can Be Wrong. I did find the poo and poo video, and we're just going to stop the recording now.